This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. This is hour two. And I'm Mike Wallace, and I'm beside Mark Evans, and we're sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is on assignment this weekend. He is covering on his way to be covering the Detroit International Auto Show. And he will report on that here again live this coming weekend. But for today, it's Mark Evans and Mike Wallace here with you. And if you have an automotive question, or like I say, even if you have a relationship problem you need a little advice with, why give us a call. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. 4261, and Andy will answer the phone and let us know you're there. And in fact, you may even have a shot at that trivia question. And by the way, you can also get a hold of Mark anytime, whether we're on the air or not. 365, 24 hours a day, he's there to answer your questions at his email address.
Yes, absolutely. But you know, you always, if you want to call and talk to Handy Andy, he is there for you. So he's tickling the board, as you say, Motor Mike, and he'll direct you right into us with that car question. My email address is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. It's all one word. autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And just so happened, between our last hour and this hour, I got an email question coming in.
All right.
Mike. So I had to go empty my radiator, so I didn't get a chance to talk to you before the break. Let you know that.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
My radiator was leaking. So I fixed it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get to be our age, man. Get used
to it. Hey, now. But before we go to, actually, it's Brian. And before we go to Brian's email, we had a trivia question. And that trivia question for the folks, we do have a rusty hubcap that we're going to throw some lug nuts in and send it out to you as a parting gift. Just on behalf of the happy birthday to Wink Martindale, he asked me to do that. No. The trivia question, folks, is, in what year did Chevrolet introduce the Blazer? And, Mike, you said what year you thought your what year was it?
1972.
72, yeah. You're pretty close. But as Wink Martindale would say, you're wrong. Yeah. Here's some other things about that little trivia question. They first offered as a sport pickup, four-wheel drive, off-road vehicle. And it did come with, believe it or not, pickup four-wheel drive. Motor Mike, it came with a softer hardtop. Very interesting.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Now, this email comes in very unique because it's short and to the point, which is all right. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, as far as I can see, it's from Brian. He says, listening to you to Yahoos. Hey,
okay.
I like that. Hey, Brian, thanks. No, WRMN 1410 AM. And if I'm reading this right, I think it's Elgin, Illinois. You got the affiliate list in front of you?
WRMN 1410 AM in Elgin, Illinois.
I'm saying it right.
Live on this Sunday morning.
Yeah, it just so happens that I was born in Peoria, Illinois, Motor Mike, and of course lived there until my parents moved us out here to the Boise, Idaho area, the Tater State, back when I was in third grade. So I do remember Illinois. And, well, anyway, let's get to Brian's question. It is. Brian says, help. I own a clicking noise only when I turn right. That's all it says.
Well, that's enough.
Brian, I don't know. He's owning a clicking noise. and he's going right. I guess that's better. I guess it's better having a clicking noise going right than having a sock stuck in your air filter.
True.
Because if you had a sock stuck in your air filter, you know what we'd call that? Your car would have athlete's carburetor feet.
Athlete's carburetor feet.
Yeah. Well, Brian, if you can, since you're live and you're listening to us there. Rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, actually, what kind of car? Year, make, model, something like that. And it always helps let us know how many miles you got on it, because if you have a lot of miles, isn't it the truth, Motor Mike, the more miles you have on a vehicle, the more maybe problems you might have with it?
It would seem to me to be true, yes.
Yes, you know, see how I'm kind of stretching this out. The editor's trying to tell me stretch it out some more to get those some more answers from Brian.
And yeah, I get a chance to email you the stats on the automobile.
Yeah.
But well, I can talk off the top of my head when you say CV joint.
Yeah. And that's something CV joint's going to... Oh, here it is here. Another email just came in. Brian says, front-wheel drive, 1999 Honda Civic.
Okay. And,
yeah, so Motor Mike. So there we go. And Brian, also thank you again for answering our question back to you, because it always, two heads are better than one, and that's one thing about automotive repair, and that's a pet peeve of mine, Motor Mike. First, let's say Brian goes into an automotive repair shop, and he talks to, quote, the person at the front desk. You and I would call that a service writer.
Right.
It's not the technician. It's a service writer. Service writers schedule appointments, talk to Brian's, let's say, out there, and say, we can get that in, Brian, Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Thank you. Throw me the keys and we'll get going on that. You know, or we'll throw me the keys when you come in Tuesday. Okay, great. Then it goes behind the service writer, then throws the keys to the one of the technicians. And you know how the story starts changing, Motor Mike, as you talk to more people?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So my pet peeve is, if you can talk direct to the mechanic folks, this is what it's doing. Just like Brian's doing here right now, talking direct. There's no service riders, is there, Motor Mike? It's just us mechanics. So a right clicking on the right side, only when he turns right. CV joints do click when you turn either one way or the other. Front-wheel drive car, excuse me, has, I call the front-wheel drive cars, the motor's sitting in there east and west. They're not pointing north and south. North and south means that you'd have a rear-wheel drive car. The fan blade basically is looking at the radiator. The back of the engine's looking at the back tail, the bumper of the car. So a front-wheel drive, the motor then sits in there sideways, east and west. The transmission's in there east and west. Drives, takes the CV joint axle assemblies, goes out to the right, goes out to the left. That's where the, you know, you get the torque, Motor Mike. Of course, the wheels start spinning. And you got these CV joints. What's CV stand for, Motor Mike?
Constant velocity.
Oh, yeah. It's basically what I've always said with my customers. It's like your wrist. It can spin and turn in any direction.
Right.
Now, that little wrist we call CV joint is covered by a what, Mr. Motor Mike?
A boot.
What? A leather boot from Cabela's?
Yes.
How many laces are in it?
Unfortunately, none. That's why it was so much of a problem. But you could grease them occasionally. They did come out with a split boot there at one point. I don't know if they're still doing that or not.
Oh, God, that's a nightmare. And, yes, you're right. They're not doing it anymore.
Okay.
Now, we talk boot. No, folks, it's not a leather boot with laces that you tie up. Brian, no. It's a rubber boot, huh? Motor Mike, that's got accordion in it, you know, so it gives and takes.
Right.
So here you got this drive axle spinning at whatever speed the car is going, 30 miles an hour, and then you got, think of your wrist, you know, spinning around with a boot covering all the joint that's got grease in it. Now, the boot, after, Brian did give me the miles. Thank you, Brian. He's got over 165,000 on it.
Oh, so, okay. Well, he's due.
Yeah, he's due. Those boots are basically weather-checked. No good. What happens is it gets weather checked, and or if you run over a tumbleweed, folks, if you run over a tumbleweed on the freeway at high speeds, it literally, that tumbleweed's needles, and it's going to pierce and cut just like a knife, the rubber boot. All of a sudden, your drive axle's that spin at 70 miles an hour, slings all the grease out. The CV joint is now dry, and it's going to crack, click, and almost want to break.
Yes.
When Brian turns right. Now, we, as mechanics, when he says right, thank you for communicating, Brian, because I know, Motor Mike, like you said, it's the right side CV joint that's bad.
Yep.
Now, on that point...
We better finish this answer in just a minute. We got to take a break, Mark.
Okay.
Those things deteriorate, throw all the grease out, then you're toast.
Yep. We're going to talk about hub bearings when we come back.
We'll talk about that when we get back, when Auto World continues straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Motor Mike Wallace, alongside Manifold Mark Evans, answering your questions and just actually destroying 2 hours of your time. If you have a question related to automotives or anything else, if you'd like to suggest that we find another line of work or any of those things, you can call us toll-free from anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And, of course, Mark is available 24-7 at his email address.
what do they call? Make the horn honk, huh?
There you go.
Honk our horn, and I want to say thanks to everybody for tuning us in and turning us on.
All right.
Email address, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Just like Brian did, he broke the ice, emailed, and wanted to know what the clicking noise was. As he said, Motor Mike, he owns a clicking noise when he turns right. We said it was a CV joint axle, CV joint axle assembly. Don't replace just the CV joint. Do the whole axle. Pretty cheap to do. Brian, just wanted to finish with this. I don't recommend you doing that yourself. They're cheap. Very, very cheap, Motor Mike, to have that hired done today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with this. You really don't. Unless you've got a rack and tools and all that kind of stuff, then fine. If you don't, then don't.
I know. It's amazing.
Out and let it go. You know?
The things that happen. Uh-oh. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Let me get over here to it. The teletype's going off.
All right.
Auto World, I think it's the only radio show in the world that has a teletype still.
It's still.
And it's so long. I mean, this is unbelievable. There's going to be a lot of news here coming in. Hang on. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Okay.
Finally. Well, look at that. It's something to do. It is all to do with the brand new 2017 Toyota Camry. They're going to debut that Toyota Camry at the Detroit show, looks like. News always comes in the teletype, you know, aggressive design. Oh, my God, listen to this, Motor Mike. People will ask, what kind of car is that? Toyota says, we designed the 2017 Camaro. Did I say Camaro?
Yes, you did.
That's right. It's a Camry, folks, 27 Camry.
The folks
those who dare to be bold.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes. See, not Camaro, but Camry. And with its striking hood lines, this is one ride that commands attention, as Toyota says. It's completely different, redesigned. In fact, I'm looking at a picture of it. They're right, but it still has, of course, the Camry look. I'm going to say it's a four-door sedan. It has the Toyota logo up on the front grille, of course. Sport mesh front grille, they call it. They've taken the grille now where the logo is. It's very narrow, but then below that, it almost has like the Lexus look, Motor Mike.
Ooh.
With the design that's just bold as the performance, as they say, the aggressive grille on the Camry, the SE Hybrid, and the XCE. Makes one powerful impression, as they call it. 2017 Toyota Camry, brighter, lighter, more style. XLEs available in LED headlights. Now, that's something, too, Motor Mike. It, like they say, will help you light up the road. Oh, my goodness, these lights today on these cars, they not only light up the road, but it looks like the moon coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's now what size engine? V6.
Oh, okay.
Is an option. They also have the daytime light running lights. The V6, the 4-cylinder is also available. 18. Wait a minute here. This teletype could be wrong on this again. I don't know, but it says right here on the news, the teletype news, the Camry XCE comes standard with 18-inch wheels. 18-inch wheels.
Okay.
What size of wheels you got on your hot rod?
14. Well, on the one, there's 16s on the Impala, but there's 14s on my Aerostar.
I mean, 18-inch. I mean, isn't that a crazy? We've all been living with 14 and 15-inch wheels. Well, the new cars are doing the bigger, taller wheels. The reason why is gas mileage.
Yeah. Slower rotation at a given speed, which gives you a lower RPM and gives you more fuel economy, presumably.
Good looking car. The Camry's been around for a long, long time. In fact, what year did the Toyota bring out the Camry? We got the 2017 going to be debuted again at the Detroit show, Motor City. And again, why not? Motor Mike, do a shout out for you know who. CKLW 800 AM in Detroit, Motor City, baby. Okay.
That's right. If you're listening to us, you're listening to us on a delay today. It's normally live, but Bob is off this weekend, so you're listening to the morning edition being replayed for you. I also want to do a shout-out to KVLI in Lake Isabella, California, who are listening to us this morning out in California.
In California. Did you say shout-out?
Shout-out.
There it is.
Got one more here I want to do.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Another shout-out?
Another shout-out. They are listening to us live on Radio 1640 in Platte City, Missouri. So thanks for listening to all you folks out there in Platte City. Also in KLID, 1340 AM in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. They're also listening to us live, as well as KRSY, 1230 AM in Alamogordo, New Mexico, out there in UFO land.
Yes.
They're listening to us live and in color this spring. So thanks for coming along with us, for those of you listening out there.
And they do probably know what year that Toyota Camry first came out. What's our number?
I'm going to guess 1970.
1970. What's our phone number?
Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, you still may be eligible if you're listening to us on a delay. Send the answer, your answer, to Mark Evans at his email address. I'll get it out. I'll be right back to it. And his email address is?
I think I forgot. No. It's autotalkradio@yahoo.com. That's all one word, autotalkradio, and that's exactly what we're doing at yahoo.com. We're stuttering today, and that's what we talk about when we talk about live radio.
That's right.
Now, the trivia question, let's go back, and then we'll get to the Toyota Camry. When they first brought out the Toyota Camry, it's an amazing year, actually. Trivia question, for that rusty hubcap with some good old rusty lug nut as a gift, in what year did Chevrolet introduce the Blazer? And Motor Mike, you had a number you thought it was.
I said 1972, and I was wrong.
Wrong. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's just back up those years a little bit farther, and we'll get closer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, while we're doing that, the camera's got to wait, because I got a recall for everybody.
Okay, hang on. Yep. Fasten your seatbelts. It's recall time.
It's recall time. Hey, have you ever hollered out, Motor Mike, fire, fire?
I probably have at one point. Yes, I remember in the shop one day I did.
Hey, in the shop, you say, in the automotive repair shop that you owned, I also had a fire in the automotive repair shop. When, in fact, the mechanic tripped over the trouble light. It flipped off the hood. He was doing a carburetor overhaul, the gas line to the carburetor that he had disconnected before lunch. He went to lunch, came back. There was just a little bit of gas all over the floor. When he came back, he tripped over the, I think he was drinking. But anyway, he tripped over the trouble light cord the trouble light was hanging from the hood. And when he tripped over that, it flipped the trouble light off. The trouble light bounced on the, basically the radiator support bounced on the ground. There was gas on the ground, and kaboom. I hollered, fire, fire. And on that word, everybody, a recall. Mazda, 70,000 Mazdas, 2004 to 2008. The RX-8s have a fuel leak.
Got to go.
Cause a fire
after this bottom hour break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back. This is Auto World. Maybe hard to believe at some point, but it is, in fact, Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, and we're substituting for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is on assignment this weekend. He is heading to Detroit to cover the International Auto Show in Detroit this coming week, so I'm sure we'll hear all about it next weekend right here on Auto World. Right now, we've got a couple of trivia questions up for grabs. And for fabulous prizes. Right, Mark?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get, I think it's a Ford LTD hubcap. Rusty, of course. And you do also get the shipping bill just to get that hubcap to you. No, we got some great prizes.
Yeah,
you never know. That Lincoln Continental trunk is completely full. We got to open it up, and we just close our eyes, Motor Mike, don't we? And we just reach in there and grab something. And I think, you know, now yesterday you dressed up, Motor Mike, as a candy cane, red and white striped candy cane. Now today, you're the best-looking gingerbread man I've ever seen.
A little of the nip too, eh?
Your wife is going to nibble you to death when you get home in that gingerbread outfit.
I wouldn't bet any big money on that, but
No, I wanted to finish with this Toyota Camry too. You know, the debut, the 2017 in Detroit, where Bob said it. The first year that Toyota brought the Toyota Camry to us is what year, Motor Mike?
I was thinking, did I say 1970?
70s. 1982.
Ooh, that late, okay.
Yeah, 1982 they brought it. Of course, the Celica, the Toyota Celica Camry is what they called it back then. Toyota Corona, remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about this Toyota Tercel? Some of our listeners might even have a few of those models still in their garage.
That was a little bitty one. I mean, not that the Toyota's a huge, the Camry's a huge car, but the Tercel was a little bitty thing.
Little bitty thing. And talk about that recall, that fire. I've actually worked on Tercels that had a fire. And I wanted to get back to that recall, too. Mazda folks, if you own a RX-8, between 2004 and 2008, there's fuel leaks could cause a fire. There's 70,000 of those out there, Motor Mike. So I just want to get that little news, our recall out to everybody, because we don't want any car to, you know, start on fire.
Right. Now, you mobile.
I just had a train come through the studio. Owner Mike.
You never know what's going to happen on this road.
I know, and the conductor just threw out, oh, my gosh, it's the Auto Talk Car Fact this week.
Oh, boy.
Here on Auto World. I'm glad the thing drove right through the studio. It's pretty loud. You know what? I mean, oh, there goes the exit whistle.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know what? Motor Mike, the Auto Talk Car Fact, is brought to you by Lugnut Lee's Auto Lot. Have you ever heard of Lugnut Lee?
Oh, yes. An old friend of mine from way back.
I mean, and he actually gave us the lug nuts to put in the parting gift in that hubcap. But Lugnut Lee's Auto Lot. Buy one car and get the second for a penny, folks. That's right. One penny. Buy them before they're gone. Get there early. Phone is 1-800-1-PENNY. Sales start at 1 p.m. and end at 1:15. Only one vehicle at a penny to choose from, and all sales are final. Lugnut Lee's Auto Lot always has a loose nut. Remember, none of these cars are found anywhere. Love the sponsors of the Auto Talk Car Fact. Don't you, Motor Mike?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what we'd do without
them. Absolutely. When he threw that train conductor threw the little card here at me, he hit me right in the face and the cheek. I get, now it's bleeding. Anyway, 1911 Fisher. You ever heard of the Fisher?
Yes.
Well, 1904, Martin Fisher founded a small company in Switzerland and proceeded to build a tiny friction drive economy car in 1909. Then he backed up with local industrial gentleman, don't have his name, but Fisher opened a company bearing his own name, Fisher. At first, the Fisher built cars with friction drive. Friction drive? What the heck's friction drive?
I was thinking you got to pedal it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me go. Let's see here what it says. But he was a unruly inventor, they said, as soon as he adopted the transmission in which it was pinion shaft engaged with an internally cut gears to give direct drive in all four speeds. In 1911, he also introduced a sleeve valve engine of his own design. Up to 1913, some 180 Fisher cars had been built, and in 1914, he launched a big boy one, had a big 40-horsepower, six-cylinder sleeve valve car, but only two were ever constructed before the outbreak of World War I. Wow. Fisher closed down his factory soon later, but the Fisher car was already known in the United States. Pioneer film director Alan Dawn used one when he first came to Hollywood in 1911. In 1913, a license had been granted to a pair of American companies to build the 40-horsepower Fisher engine under the name Mondex Magic. And in New York City, the other one was named Palmer Singer. In Long Island City, New York. Fisher attempted to return to production in 1919 with a twin-cylinder cycle car, but the Fisher quickly failed. Horsepower, total horsepower, the average horsepower of the four-cylinder was water-cooled, 33 horsepower. Isn't that scary? That Toyota Camry, that 2017 Toyota Camry, make a guess how much horsepower that bad boy's got.
Oh, with a six, I don't know. I'd say it surprises me anymore, but 2.25.
232.
That's close.
Yeah. So is it in the gas mileage and all that? What unbelievable! You know how things have changed over the years in this car. Again, it's a Switzerland luxury car. In Switzerland, they classify it as a luxury car. Beautiful. I got a picture. Red spoke, wood wheels. It was a light purple bluish color. Of course, black interior, four door, and it was a car back then. You know, you didn't have the roll up or even power windows, of course. So you had the side curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a 1916, and those side curtains are just kind of like a tent. They're folded up underneath the back seat, and when it starts to rain or you get cold, you just undo them, pull them out from the back seat just like the Fisher here, and you just put them up like you're putting your tent up, but you're putting this tent up on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Lugnut Lee, I want to thank you for giving us the nuts to put in the hubcap to give away, and crazy loose nut anyway, isn't he? What am I? Woo, baby. How's your rust protection?
I'm going to be ringing here in a minute. I know the president of the network is going to be calling. You got to cut that out, please.
Woo. How's your rust protection, Motor Mike?
So far, so good.
Good. I kind of thought your friend there might still be with you. And that's why I want to bring up rust protection, because talking about Toyota. Well, Toyota will pay $3.4 billion to redo their rust protection in all SUVs and trucks. There's roughly 1.5 million of these vehicles, Motor Mike, that they got caught not putting enough rust protection on them. Here's the years. So, folks, if you've got a Toyota SUV or pickup from 2005 all the way to 2010, you can go in and get your vehicle, your Toyota SUV or your pickup, resprayed with rust protection. I guess we call that undercoating, don't we, Motor Mike?
And this was, who did this, Mercedes?
This is Toyota.
Toyota, okay. Well, you know, Mercedes, when they first started building cars down here in the South, they built them, they made sure they were building them exactly the same way they built them in Stuttgart.
Stuttgart. I like that.
But these rattled. The other ones didn't. And these guys, engineers, are tearing their hair out trying to figure out, what are we doing wrong here?
Uh-huh.
Over the manufacturing, went through the process. Everything was right. They still rattled. They finally figured out the one thing that they didn't do here in America that they did in Germany was, since they were all shipped all over the world from Germany, they were sprayed with Cosmoline to protect them from the ocean, see, the salt spray.
Yeah.
And they, since they weren't exporting them from here, they didn't do that.
Uh-oh.
That made them rattle. They started spraying them with Cosmoline. Rattle went away.
What is that Cosmoline? Is that some kind of a chemical that comes from the Cosmo?
Yeah, from the Cosmo, yes.
What the heck is that stuff? Have you ever had?
I've never actually had any of it, but I guess it's a very thick, clear liquid instead of the rust proofing they use today, which is that gooky, oily, gooey stuff.
Yeah, the black tar.
Yeah.
Well, huh?
Anyway, with that in mind, let's take a break for people to ponder that little thought.
They might have to empty their radiator, too.
That's true. We'll be back when Auto World continues straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
The truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. This is, of course, with Auto World, in case you've forgotten during the break, and you were so entranced by our commercial break, and I hope you will pay attention to all those people, because they're the ones that keep us on the air. On the other hand, if you want to get rid of us, don't let them. Anyway, aside from all that, Mike Paltz of Mark Evans is here with me, and the phone number that is toll-free anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And you can get a hold of Mark Evans anytime, day or night. Day or night. He's there to instantly leap from his bedside to answer your questions at his email address.
Well, Mike, yes, I actually duct taped the cell phone to my left ear while I'm sleeping so I know when an email arrives.
All right.
Make that phone ring is what we say in the radio business, and we'd love to hear from everybody. Of course, we got Handy Andy behind the board. He'll take your call. My email address to boot is autotalkradio@yahoo.com, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And, hey, I love trivia coming in, too, all the time, folks. If you got trivia or want to just share something that's happened to you during the last week, do. In fact, one of Mike on the break, I was getting ready to talk, and I said, oh, we're live, so I better share on the air. I had a gentleman stop in the shop the other day. He says, I got a problem with a seatbelt. It's in 2007 Chevy pickup truck, so that's pretty new. And he says, do you got any WD-40? Come on out and spray my seat belt on my driver's side there. Won't latch. Can you, the button's sticking. Can you spray some WD-40 on there for me, Mark? I said, well, let's go out and take a look. So I went out and took a look, and I, of course, motorbike, I took the driver's male side, and I went to stick it in the female side, and it didn't click. Like he said, it wouldn't, you know, stay attached.
Right.
Well, yeah, and I says, well, it almost acts like you did. I said, did you spill a little bit of Coca-Cola or a coffee or something with sugar or something? Because, you know, that little red button is kind of sticking. Oh, no. And I'm looking for, you know, those stains, Motormica, coffee or Coke in the seat, you know, because it's all cloth upholstery. Yeah. I didn't see any stains, because when you ask somebody like that, they're going to obviously say, oh, no, I don't drink and drive. So I didn't see any stains, and then I said, I answered my own question to him. I said, it doesn't look like you spilled anything. Oh, no, I haven't spilled anything. Just spray some WD-40 in there, and you'll be good, he says. I says, no. This is a Chevy. It's on OnStar. OnStar is connected to Big Brother upstairs. They know when the seatbelt is fastened because it's all connected electronically. And so he says, what? And I said, yeah. What this is all about is that when you get in an accident, by accident, the driver's side airbag, let's say, deploys, boom, and OnStar is contacted. Instantly, your vehicle, through OnStar, through the telephone, wirelessly, goes up satellite, tells OnStar that this airbag just went off in this vehicle. They instantly have the VIN number, and they know that it's you. And he's like, oh, so if Same thing with the seatbelt. They know if that seatbelt was clicked into the female side. So basically, long story make it short, I ordered a new seatbelt, female in for him. We're going to put it in this week. I then have to register his VIN number and the date, who I am, the shop, all, et cetera. Then I have to be certified. You know, it just is legal. And that way, if anything ever happened, you know, he drives down the road. And this is, I'm going to come back, back the bus up a little bit here, Motor Mike. If the homeowner, like himself, he does it himself. He's not a certified shop. He just does it himself. A simple thing to do, of course. But what happens is he's not certified. He doesn't register that female end, sends it in. And it's OnStar, the system out there. Big Brother does not know that somebody, you know, the homeowner replaced himself. So the reason we don't want the homeowners to do it themselves, because if you get in an accident, folks, you put that female in yourself and something goes wrong with that, you're liable.
Okay.
Now, insurance companies don't like that. So a certified shop, you pay them the hourly rate. They do it in an hour. You're done. You're fixed. It's registered. Your female is registered. OnStar knows it's legit. And then who's liable? Motor Mike. It's the shop, and the shop is certified. So there's no problems. I mean, you know, it's legal. It's legal, beagle. Nobody's going to get in trouble. I'm talking about airbags. Here's a little trivia. Back in 1995, Volvo of Sweden, Volvo was made in Sweden, by the way, Motor Mike, becomes the very first car company to offer side impact airbags on some of its models. Side air impacts. Impact airbags. So you got big old pillows all around you anymore, and I've replaced some airbags. They're very expensive. That's another one of those safety, under the safety word. I have to register my name, my shop, my certifications and all that, because I replaced what? A safety airbag. So some things you can do yourself, some things you can't. You shouldn't. And that gets to this question. Can I or can I not, or should I not do that repair myself? How, Mike, what, how would you go about answering that if you had a problem with your car?
What would I do?
Yeah, I mean, if you, like on your van, your radio station van and all of a sudden you smell something and you don't, yourself, you take a scent of, right, to look for the leak yourself.
Right.
And you don't see any leak. And then you know a lot about cars and you're like, okay, start it up. You got your station folks helping you start it up. And you're out in the back looking for steam, right, to verify a head gasket.
Right.
Or verify a crack in a head that's injecting coolant into the combustion chamber.
Right.
Uh-oh, you don't see any steam. So you've basically, what I'm saying is that you know a lot about all this, but well, you've exhausted all of your possibilities, and why am I still putting antifreeze in it? How would you go about, maybe, do I tear my own motor out? Do I go call a shop? Where do I go from here?
Well, what I'm doing, and I happen to have that problem, I'm losing coolant, not much, but just enough to have to top it off, you know, about every 6 weeks or so. I'm going to take it in this week. Eater shop here. I'm going to take it in. It's my Aerostar. Everything is shoved up underneath there. You can't see anything, and there's nothing dripping out of it. There's no steam coming out of the exhaust. There's no coolant in the oil.
Okay.
So it's going somewhere.
So you made the decision to go ahead and drive it into that shop. How did you find a good shop?
Recommendation from one of my listeners.
Oh. So you used basically a friend to help you drive into the right shop.
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to hold that listener or your friend, radio friend, liable if you don't like the personality at the shop?
Absolutely.
Okay. You notice I said...
He's probably listening right now.
Yeah. You did notice I said personality.
Yeah.
I didn't say repair.
Ah, okay.
Did I? I said personality. So that personality at that shop, really, they might, he or she at that shop, get along with your radio friend. And so we all have different personalities, and maybe your personality clashes with the guy at the shop. And all of a sudden, it's not about the repair, it's about the personality. So my point is, absolutely, get folks, find a shop, go in, make sure they got the little blue ASE certified star, and make sure that you like their personality. Motor Mike, you go into a restaurant, the first person that comes up to you at the table is somebody, huh?
Yeah.
What if that somebody, male or female, what do you want? Why are you here? I don't like their personality then, do I?
And they say, chew it or lose it.
Yeah. And don't be dining and dashing on it here. So, personality, if you like the personality, you're going to more than likely get to know them better. You're going to like them. They're going to treat you better because definitely the mechanic, myself, me, myself, and I, all three of my employees, three of them, and they do take a lot of money. I got to pay them big paychecks, but all three of my employees, me, myself, and I, we always say, I have run into some people that our personalities clash. We're all different. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
Can't help everybody.
Oh, so pay attention to that kind of thing. Yeah. By the way, we just in the minute or so we have left, I want to do a little shameless self-promotion. But before I do that, since we are being heard in Windsor, Detroit, if Bill Ford happens to be listening or any one of his executives in the Lincoln division, I want my town car back.
That's
my town car back. That Continental? on your Continental. I want my town car back. Just give us a little food for thought, Bill. You know, if you have any ideas, give me a call. I'm always here. And you can hear me weekday mornings at 6 o'clock in the Central Time Zone by going to 1400WFPA.com and click Listen Live. And you can hear me weekdays from 6 until 9 Central Time or 7 till 10 Eastern Time. And depending on what time zone you're in, you can do that calculation. Anyway, we are quickly running out of time on another edition of Auto World. Mark, it's always a pleasure. We have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Staying together on these weekends. And Bob will be back next weekend. He'll be in Detroit this week, and you'll hear about it next weekend. Thanks to our good friend Andy up in Minneapolis, who is tickling the ivories on the keyboard for us. And we'll see you next time. If we don't, have a Merry Christmas. And this has been Auto World on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.